Hey guys, it's me, Katie, from Geek Gourmet, and today I'm going to tell you about five horror movies you didn't know were coming out this year. I know we've all heard of things like Quiet Place Day One, Beetlejuice 2, aptly named Beetlejuice, and Nosferatu coming out in December, but my favorite horror movies are the ones that I don't know that are going to come out until they're just about to come out. Production companies like Lionsgate and Blumhouse love to do this, where they'll, like, where you know there's products, like, projects in production, but there's no formal release date for them yet, so they just kind of pop up, and then like 3 weeks before it's about to release, you see trailers everywhere. Kids movies, you're seeing a trailer for Megan. You're watching TikTok, you're gonna see a trailer for Megan. It's everywhere, and that's that. They just love to blast it like that, and it gets me super excited. Things like Abigail, that's coming out this weekend, I knew that it was in the works. I knew that we were getting an exciting new vampire movie with some familiar faces. But then I saw that and I'm like, oh yeah, that exists and it's coming out soon. So those are my favorite things, most exciting. So I'm going to get into a new trailer I watched the other day for a movie called Speak No Evil. I was watching whatever, and I decided it's time to go to bed. So I went to go put on my little Shark Tank compilation and we got a YouTube ad. And I went to go skip the commercial because my partner Andrew infamously hates ads. I say infamous because I love to make fun of him for it. But, and then he was like, wait, I don't think this is an ad. I think this is a trailer. And I was like, what? And I looked closer and I was like, is that James McAvoy, who we talked about just a couple weeks ago in one of my last one shots, because he was in X-Men, he was in Split and Glass, M. Night Shyamalan movies. As far as horror, if you don't think you know him, if you saw his eyes, I'm willing to bet you'd be like, oh, it's that guy? So he's in this trailer. The premise, from what I can gather, is there's these two couples and they have kids. They're playing. They're in this like vacation home and they're having summer fun. And this falls into one of my like favorite horror premise tropes of everything's all right, but something's off. Like the trailer for Get Out. You're like, something is so severely wrong, and I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to find out. And just like the vibes are off, you know, and you can tell they're starting to tell, and they're like kind of creeped out for no reason, kind of like the start of Barbarian, where you're just like, what's the deal? I feel super awky, and there's no real reason for it. But I'm excited. This is actually a remake of a Danish film under the same name from literally 2 years ago. So it must be something really exciting if they're immediately remaking it. I'll probably be super excited to watch that before this one comes out so I can compare contrast the two movies. But this one comes out, I believe, in September. So you've got some time to prep for it. Rewatch with me sometime this summer to get ready. But the next movie I'm super excited about is coming out in just a few two, three weeks. I don't know what day it is currently. But coming out in just a few weeks on May 3rd called Cuckoo with Hunter Schafer. I talked about this previously because I watched this trailer on TikTok and the color grading. Immediately, I was like, this feels like The Shining. And the way they're like zooming in on shots, there's like a head bandage around her head. It was super exciting. Hunter Schafer, if you've seen Euphoria, she's in it. She's such a freaking star. She's such a talented actor, and I can't wait to see her take over the world and be in everything. But she's leading out the cast. The premise, another trailer, all the movies I've talked about today have trailers released. So feel free to go ahead and watch along, pause the video, watch, come back. Or watch afterwards and let me know what you think in the comments. But this trailer is super exciting. It shows she's, you know, arriving in a foreign country over the summer. She's offered a job at a hotel. So we're talking isolation, countryside, summer. Like, it feels like the setup to The Shining. And then it just kind of gets weird. There's weird vibes. One of the quotes, pull quotes in the trailer talks about it being a gore fest, which is really interesting because based on the first half of the trailer, you think it's going to be like all psychological. But it kind of starts to feel like Black Mirror. There's this great shot where there's three people in a room with like white desks and white headsets on. And it feels like there's this like aspect of voyeurism, like a Black Mirror episode of there's something greater going on, but we're not quite sure what it is yet. Another actor in this you might know, is Dan Stevens, who I only know from the live action Beauty and the Beast. But that's super exciting. This is being released by Neon, who also did Infinity Pool with Mia Goth, Old Boy, an absolute classic, and Parasite. So if that doesn't get you excited, they also release other great movies like Anatomy of a Fall or another horror movie, The Lodge. So if those kinds of things are your vibe, this art house style horror movie, you gotta check this out and watch it with me. I'm super, super excited for this to come out. It's really interesting to see the trailer and see, I can definitely feel inspiration from other things. I feel inspiration from The Shining. It feels like it's shot a little bit like a 70s horror movie. And then towards the end of the trailer, it starts feeling super modern. So I'm honestly pumped to see what this turns out to be. And I'm glad I don't know exactly what it is yet. So next movie I want to talk about is The Watchers. Maybe you've seen the trailer for this already. It's already been out for like at least a month, if I remember right. This is M. Night Shyamalan, who you guys know from The Sixth Sense. Last year, I think it was either 2022 or 2023 that he did A Knock at the Cabin with Dave DeBattista, and Jonathan Groff. One thing about M. Night Shyamalan movies, I feel like the trailers get me really excited, and then the actual projects are like kind of mid. So that's something I want to keep in mind for myself going into this, to not get too excited. But the teaser does get me excited. It gives me just enough information. I feel like horror movies sometimes for the trailers, and I'll do this for a lot of movies, is I'll watch about half the trailer and then I'll pause it because I feel like I know too much and I'm not going to want to see the movie because I feel like I will have seen the entire movie. But I didn't really feel this way watching this trailer, which is optimistic for me. So we have this huge glass cement block building. It looks super modern, futuristic, warm lighting on the inside, huge glass window panels looking out into a dark forest. There's like four people inside and you're like, what are they doing in there? Who are these watcher people that they say are coming to watch them every night? Are they trapped? Like, what's the deal with that? And so it's, I don't know. It just seems like a great popcorn movie. This comes out in June. So if you know me, I'll be there with my small rum flask and Coke slushy. I love a May June horror movie. They all mostly suck. So I can't wait for this to come out. Because regardless, I won't be disappointed. Even if it's just a silly little thing, I'll have a good time. This has Dakota Fanning in it, by the way, who I didn't know until I read the comments below. I was like, it's Dakota Fanning? I like didn't even recognize her, but I'm super excited. I always love seeing when child actors are like doing things that presumably make them happy and that they're all not completely messed up. So that makes me pumped up. Go ahead and binge some other M. Night movies to prep up for this, by the way. Amazing things like, you know, the live action Avatar The Last Airbender. He's always known for a big twist if you haven't seen any of his movies. So that can be expected in The Watchers. So if that's something that excites you, that's exciting that excites you, that'll be coming out real soon in just over a month and a half, 2 months, something like that. Next up on this list, I have Alien Romulus, which I was very disappointed to understand does not refer to Roman Roy from Succession. Literally, tears are rolling down my face when I realized that Kieran Culkin was not going to be in this. But it's fine. I'll live. It's fine. Who is in this, though, is Kaylee Spaney, who I just saw this last weekend in A24's Civil War. She was great leading out this thriller. And I was like, man, I'm excited to see you lead another franchise. Because the last Alien movie we got was Alien Covenant in 2016, 2017. And that was fine. I don't rewatch Alien movies a lot, but the first Alien movie and the, you know, the second ones as a kid freaked me the hell out, especially in the Great Movie Ride. If you went to Disney World as a child, scared the absolute shit out of me. So I have a heart for Alien in that way. There's great shots in this trailer. Aliens coming out of aliens going into humans, all the nasty stuff. It's super exciting. The movement of these aliens is very erratic and like violent. So I'm actually kind of excited, surprisingly. And this comes out mid-August, so a great back-to-school movie. Anyways, next and last, and certainly not the least, I will say, is A24's I Saw the TV Glow, which came out also on May 3rd. So great weekend, halfway to Halloween, to be a horror fan. This stars... This also is directed and leading actor are both non-binary people. Super exciting to see that. Excited. Jane Schoenbrunn? I want to say that's right. Or Schoenbrunn directed We're All Going to the World's Fair. I don't know if you saw that. It was streaming on Hulu for a really long time. I don't know if it still is. Super mindfuck movie. Kind of like Skinamarink. Just feels really erratic and like, what the fuck am I watching? Really exciting, experimental, absurdist movie with great visuals and great questions. Super weird and super out there. So I'm expecting all of that from this next movie. Leading out the acting cast is Bridget Lundy Payne. If you saw Atypical, is the main character's older sibling, Casey. Very good. The dynamic between the two main characters in this trailer is endearing. I'm already excited to see, like, what they're doing. There's crazy, this great shot where there's, like, sparks flying out of a TV. And this main character, like, reaches their head in. And I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. Like, I really want to see what this is. The vibes I get from this, they talk about, you know, being obsessed with a TV show from when they were kids and asking, like, was it really just a TV show? Kind of reminds me of like old creepypastas I used to watch of like late night programming, brainwashing, evil intentions, kind of stuff like that. I'm super, super pumped for this movie. If you love A24, even the logo gets me excited for this movie. Every time I see the trailer, I'm pumped. So I'll definitely be seeing this opening weekend and I will tell you what I think, of course. Anyways, lots of other horror movies to come out this year. Obviously, not just these five. Lots of these movies that companies are keeping in their back pockets that will release. I'm sure this summer we're going to get some crazy stuff. Also, my most anticipated, we're going to be getting Terrifier 3 this Halloween. Potentially, we're already going to get a second Five Nights at Freddy's movie. Who knows? But we'll talk about those later. Anyways, happy Thursday, guys. It's me, Katie, signing off from Geek Gourmet. And I'll see you later. Bye!